Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. Music of Frédéric Chopin, the very popular Minute Waltz, performed by pianist Long Long. We have a wonderful guest today. He's returning, actually, and I feel really very happy to speak with Long Long once again. Welcome back to WRTI, Long Long.
Hi, everyone. So happy to talk to you.
Yes, as you said, Philadelphia, kind of dear to your heart, isn't it? You were here for...
Absolutely.
Yes.
I lived here for 10 years. From 97 to 2007, and this feels really my American home is Philadelphia.
And you told me, if this is not a secret, that perhaps you'll be returning to Philadelphia next season. Is that right?
I am going to return to Philadelphia with Sir Simon Rattle. And also we have a tour with Philadelphia Orchestra to China to marking the 40th anniversary since 4 years ago that Philadelphia came to China for the first time.
That was a breakthrough with Meister Wormandy, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, it was really something because in those years it was just unheard of. So
right.
I guess music is an international language and it breaks all barriers. And you, of course, will be performing with the orchestra. Have you decided what you're going to play?
A big romantic concerto.
Oh, something. Oh, really? Okay. Well,
yes.
We need that. Speaking of romance, we have a wonderful album that you completed. Actually, I have two of them. One is a Chopin album and one is Liszt. So perhaps we can talk a little bit about that. The Chopin album, I guess, specifically. Mm-hmm. Why Chopin at this point?
I'm turning 30 years old this year, but that's actually nothing to do with Chopin album.
Well, maybe you feel more passionate and more
romantic,
mature.
Maybe.
Yes, right. Well, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah. I actually know those pieces when I was really young, and I played the entire etudes when I was 13 years old. And actually, I sent this video to Mr. Grafman at Curtis, and after he was watching the 24 etudes which I played in Beijing, he said, "Please come to audition for Curtis." So that was actually my wonderful journey begins with those etudes.
How old were you at that time?
13.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I came to Philadelphia for Curtis audition when I was 14.
Of course.
So it's really, it's an amazing musical journey. And so I think now it's interesting to record half of the Chopin etudes, which is 12 of them.
Yes.
But in the same time to have some nocturnes and spanato, Adente spanato and Grand Polonaise.
Which is a very well-known work, yes.
Yeah, it's played very often and mm-hmm. very challenging.
Yes.
And I still remember before I came to Curtis, I didn't like the piece. I thought that piece is repeated so many times. There's so many problems that I feel. And then I heard one of my colleague from Curtis played, and I still remember his name was Vitali, and he was studying with Gary
Grafman.
Oh,
he was wonderful, Vitali.
Wonderful.
Oh, I remember him. Yes.
Yeah, and then so he played that piece. I'm like, wow, I should play this piece. It's so beautiful. And I still remember that. And so now, I mean, I love this piece. And then there also are two waltz, number one, number six,
yes.
Which is also very popular works by Chopin.
From his newest release on the Sony label, the Chopin album, we heard Lang Lang performing the Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise. Well, now you also do the minute waltz in this, isn't that right?
Yes.
Do you do it in a minute?
Something like that. Maybe a little bit over.
Why? Why do they people try to play in the minute? Of course, that's called that, of course, but is it challenging?
No, it's not. It's a fun piece. It's certainly not one of the difficult pieces from Chopin. And I remember I played that piece when I was 5 years old. but coming back to play, it's quite different than 25 years ago, of course.
Well, of course, because your perspective is so very, very different. But you did say, I think, that that Chopin is challenging, very challenging music to play, really.
Oh, absolutely, because everyone feels so personal, attached with Chopin. And with Chopin, you have hundreds of different styles. And everybody thought that's the real style of Chopin. And also, talking about ballad or nocturnes, like every one of us, if you are a pianist, you do it. It's just the most playable works.
Of course.
That makes it very challenging.
That's why I say it is so very, very popular. Had you ever released a Chopin disc before?
I did only in concerto. I did with Zubin Mehta and Vienna Philharmonic, both concertos. And I did also recording of some sonata and some other short pieces. But this is actually my first Chopin solo album.
I see.
So that's why we call it the Chopin album.
Well, of course, because one thinks of Chopin, I think primarily, even though there are concertos or larger works with orchestra, you always think of Chopin as a really
solo
mm-hmm. album, yes.
Yes.
I mean, or solo performance generally.
Absolutely.
And you did say one thing. You said that there's so many different elements of technique that he employs just for training. And they're not just normal exercises, you said, not just for your fingers, but they... very, very emotional, very passionate, I think, very dramatic. And also the tempos, I suppose, can vary as much as the pianist wants to vary them.
Absolutely. I mean, Chopin, the thing, like when you hear etudes, it's normally you think about exercise of your fingers or finger rings.
Yes.
But in Chopin, it's not just, I mean, of course, technically it's very difficult, like the Winter Wind and like the Ocean Etude.
Yes.
I didn't play so smoothly when I was a kid. I found it's very difficult to play because of, if you just facing those challenge like technical problems,
yes.
then you never succeed. Because with Chopin's music, it's more about the complete art and a lot of time is about how you think about it and how you control the inner lines in
yes.
order to make things work. So therefore, there are a lot of psychologically challenge. And so that's why it makes more fun, because if it's just technique problems, then it's become a mechanical work.
And there it was, the Winter Wind Etude number 11 in A minor from the Etudes Opus 25. Music of Chopin performed by our guest today, Long Long. Well, I think it's always interesting for an artist to revisit works. I mean, as you change, maybe every 10 years, I suppose.
And absolutely.
Your perspective is very, very different. More profound, perhaps, in certain areas. And certainly your technique may be, again, better. But emotionally and as far as interpretation is concerned, there is a difference, I would believe.
Absolutely. I mean, I actually compare the videos, which we actually recorded a little short DVD in like kind of extra footages. And there's some kind of a comparison, like me playing it now and then, you know. So it's quite interesting to see the development a bit. So it's a very, very interesting thing for me to see it and how, you know, how does the interpretation develops over
time,
more than 15 years.
Yeah. Yes. I have a question. I'm always confused between the heroic polonaise and the military polonaise. I don't know why. Is it called different things, or are they two totally different works?
Two different works. Military one is very famous one.
That's the famous one.
And then the heroic is also famous, but it's a different one. It's da 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 da. Yeah, so it's two different work. But
can you imagine? I think everyone that hears you humming that knows both of them, and they may not even.
I'm sorry, I'm a bad singer.
No, it's true, because you know they are so popular and they're so you know acceptable to an audience, even if they're not musically inclined. And you just have to, you know, sing the theme and they say, oh, yeah, I know that one. So
right.
So now you have this other thing that is happening on the 30th of October. Please tell us a little bit about this. This is for the Long Long International Music Foundation. You're going to be having a special one night concert. Is that right?
Yes, we are very proud to invite six of our scholars, which, I mean, they are very young pianists from age 8 to 14. So they will perform on the stage of Carnegie Hall by themselves and also with me. So this is actually our first fundraiser concert. And we did some concert before, but not for my foundation, actually. So this is actually for the Long Long International Music Foundation, first ever fundraiser. So I'm very excited. And in the same concert, we have a great musicians coming in, like Joshua Bell, which is one of my very good friend.
Yes.
And we're playing Grieg Sonata, and I'm so grateful to Josh, because he's not only going to play only one major work, but he will be coming back to play with the kids, coming back to play with me and Didi Bridgewater, which
is that's quite
amazing,
a departure.
Singer.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's a really, I mean, it's going to be a music fest. And in the same time, we got another good friend of mine, Alec Baldwin, to be the host of the evening.
Well, he, of course, now is the host of the New York Philharmonic as well on the air. And I don't know if he's a music lover, but I did hear somewhere that he had a coach of how to pronounce the names of a lot of the composers. But he is totally, you know, full whack into this role, I think. And so this is really marvelous. Can one attend this? Is it possible to get information on it?
Oh, yes. There's a website called the longlongfoundation.org. So when you click on that, there will be a lot of information comes up.
So that's very, very easy to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's rather an interesting and exciting night. And that's October 30th. And where will
that
be?
The night before Halloween.
And that's going to be at Carnegie Hall, isn't it? The Stern Auditorium. Yeah. Wonderful. Now, years ago, you were a lot younger, but you were still doing some marvelous work. You were kind of a... not a missionary, but you went, was it for UNICEF that you traveled?
Yes. In 2004, I became UNICEF's goodwill ambassador.
Yes,
so I had a great privilege to visit Africa for the first time. And I still remember to having malaria shots in the, yeah. the hospital in Philadelphia before I went. It was quite a journey, you know, to see a great talent, musical talents in Africa. Those beautiful kids, but suffering from horrible diseases. And it was really, I felt very emotional, and I wanted to do something to help them. Because when you see that situation, you know, I'm sure every one of us will wanting to help.
It's wonderful that you are that way, because when I saw this, the Long Long International Music Foundation, I said, you know, Long Long has this wonderful streak that you want to give back and that you want to do as much as you can as an artist and to help people in the world, to help young people in the world. And I think that's really to be admired. I really
Thank
admire you,
you
for
Thank
that.
You
Aside from your
Thank
wonderful
you.
Talent, you have a heart and you have a soul and you care. And that's so very, very important, Long Long. Well, I certainly look forward to your coming back to Philadelphia, and there'll probably be a stupendous ovation for you. But now I have another album that I received with you, the Vienna Philharmonic and Valery Gergiev doing some Liszt. Is that right?
Yeah, that was my last year project, because last year was Liszt 200 years anniversary. So I made a record, and it's called Liszt, My Piano Hero, because,
yes.
I mean, Liszt, pianistically talking, I think there's no one can be better than Liszt. And so for last year's big anniversary, I devoted an album to him, and that including a lot of solo repertoire, including the La Campanella,
yes.
and Hungarian rhapsodies, and some of the Horowitz transcription of his work.
Yes, I saw that, and I was wondering, Horowitz, of course, was always demanding of himself, I think, and he probably had a smile on his face when he did some of these transcriptions, because he was probably saying, I dare you to play them, you know, so, but I see that you have done that. Is there a very big difference in his transcription? And on some level?
Yes, it's really kind of, I mean, almost impossible to play.
Really?
You need to work really hard to find the vibes, because Horowitz is a truly, I mean, can you imagine Liszt plus Horowitz?
Well, I was going to say that's quite a pair there. I remember his left hand. That's all I know. I mean, the most incredible.
Oh, wow.
He has an incredible left hand.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. And his piano was quite unique too, you know, which has explosive sound. When you hear Horowitz Manifesto, piece, I mean, it's just overwhelming.
Well, we did have the Horowitz piano here at Jacob's Music, the Steinway. They had a Horowitz
wow.
piano there, mm-hmm. and it was very interesting. A lot of people played it, but it didn't sound at all like Horowitz. Music of Franz Liszt, the Hungarian Rhapsody No. 15, better known as the Rokocsi March, in the Horowitz version, performed by our guest today, pianist Long Long. Do you take a piano with you when you travel in some cases, or do you, you know, specify what you need?
I have a very good Steinway D at home, I actually... I don't really travel with my piano. Sometimes I use it for special recordings, but normally, I mean, around the world, now we are so used to the concert hall, and we really know which piano is good, which one is not so good. So normally you just ask for the piano you always perform the year before.
I see.
So it normally works very well. And also very important things to work with the technicians,
yes.
The piano tuners that you always work with, and he or she really understand what you want. And once you have a great tuner, they will make life so much easier.
Yes, and of course, not a bad piano, the Steinway. I guess it's still a good one.
Absolutely, great.
So, are you looking forward to going back to Beijing in any other case? Other than, I mean, do you have people there that you know and are close to?
You know, Philadelphia Orchestra actually took me back to China in 2001. Actually, Philadelphia Orchestra gave me the first chance to go back to my home country. And, you know, for me, it's always different when I go back to China by myself or with Philadelphia Orchestra, because every time I play with them in China, it's kind of like a new milestone in my career. And,
do you have to prove anything to anybody when you go back there? I mean, do you still feel that?
Not really. I think because I'm always coming back. So I don't, if I try to prove every time, then I think I will have a heart attack.
Well, I guess one is always, but there is something about going back to where you came from, and people say,
right.
Well, I remember him when this, that, and the other, you know,
But
in any case, we are so thrilled to have had the chance to speak with you. And so, I mean, and look forward to seeing you once again. And such good luck with your International Music Foundation, Long Long, and more. I hope many, many more discs will be released.
Thank you.
A real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
And send all my love to our listeners in Philadelphia.
Yes. Well, I'm sure they're going to hear that, and they'll be very appreciative. Thank you, Long Long. Take care.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. We've just heard the Nocturne in E-flat major, opus 55, number 2 by Frédéric Chopin, performed by our guest today, Long Long, who will be appearing at the Stern Auditorium in Carnegie Hall to benefit the Long Long International Music Foundation on October 30th. We conclude crossover today with the well-known Grand Valse Brillante in E-flat major by Frédéric Chopin, performed by Long Long. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time.
For a second listen to selected crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Hattie, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group, Incorporated. Thanks for listening.